6-3-1-3-2.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony, and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, what is the latest news from Palestine, and also what are the virtues of going for Umrah from Masjid al-Aqsa in this, whilst in the state of Ihram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I went 5 times with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, to Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, occupied Palestine now. The first time was in 1989. And you know, when we went, it was after Hajj, my wife and myself. So that person at the shop, he couldn't believe it. I told him, I just came here to read Salat in Aqsa. He said, no tijara, no ziyara, meaning you don't have family, friends here. I said, no. He asked that, you don't want to do any business? I said, no. He said, for what you came? I said, for Salat. So, you know, he got so happy, he took us there and he shouted the one policeman and told the policeman, open the bottom, that is the basement, that is the original Masjid al-Aqsa. We didn't even know it is there, you know. So that policeman got a shock also, and he opened and he gave me a frame. That person, that frame, Allah alone, got lost somewhere. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab. It was conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu, 636. So remember our Gregorian calendar, 16th year after the Hijrah, and وَحَرَّرَهَا Salahuddin, liberated by Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just, 1187 Gregorian calendar. وَمَنْ يُحَرِّرُهَا الْآنَ, who will liberate it now? Alamatu Su'al, question mark. So he gave it to me because he was so happy, I just came to read Salat there. So why do we go and read Salat at Masjid al-Aqsa? When Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he rebuilt, he refurbished Masjid al-Aqsa, the hadith in Sunan Nasai, he made 3 du'as and supplications after that. First one, chapter 38, verse 35. Chapter 38, verse 35. Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi lahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody such a kingdom like this. So after you have given me, innaka antal wahhab, so you are the best of givers. For a'tahu iyyah, Allah gave it to him. Then he made dua, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, you non-Muslims, you say King Solomon to be a Nabi, prophet, messenger, is much, much superior and greater than being a king. Nevertheless, he made dua, uwati'u hukmi hukmak, ya Allah, whenever I pass the verdict and the judgment, it must concur with your judgment, ya Allah. Therefore, in English, they stole this language, they taught us in school. When you encounter difficulty, you need the word wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot, is taken from this hadith. The third dua he made, fa'a'tahu iyyah, Quran says father and son passed the verdict on the same issue. And for fah amnaha Sulaiman, we gave a greater, deeper, profound understanding to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. He's the son, obviously he's younger, but his understanding was much more compared to his father Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. Third dua he made, man ata hadhal bayt, whoever comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no ulterior motive, no sinister and hidden agenda. Then raja'aka yawm min waladatu ummuhu, he will return like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. So these type of ahadith, they motivated us. Then in 2002, that was the fifth time, so my wife and myself, we went, mashallah, and remember we fastened ihram as well there at Aqsa al-Mubarak 2002. Hadith in Abu Dawood, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam says, man ahalla bihajjatin or umratin min al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whosoever fastens ihram for umrah or hajj. So nowadays is umrah, so go first to Aqsa, fasten ihram there. Mashallah, some of my family members are going, some our friends are going, so mashallah, you must go and fasten ihram there. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi, your previous sins will get forgiven. Wa ma ta'akhar, your future sins will get forgiven. Wa wajabat lahu al-jannah, and jannah inshallah will be your place inshallah. inshallah, forever perpetual success. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Sahaba like Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and them, they fasten their haram there. So remember, we should practice on this. Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine is Ardul Mubaraka, is the holy land. Al Ardul Muqaddasa, the sacred land. No piece of it belongs to Jutlas. Remember that. Everything belongs to the Muslims, and we must be very clear on that. Never is Palestine up for sale. Now what is happening in Israel, in occupied Palestine? So they are forming and they are now shaping up the government now after the fifth election in 3.5-4 years. Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin, his idea is I must be the prime minister, and whoever wants to join me can join me, as long as you keep me out of jail and prison. That is what he's happy with. So he chose the coalition, the ultra right wing, who are the real terrorists, who are the real radicalists, and so forth. So there are two people, remember, they both getting ministerial post. One is Itamar bin Gvir. Do you even know who's Itamar bin Gvir? You should be reading about him, Muslims. In 1994, 16th Ramadan day in Aqsa, and 15th Ramadan, I was in Newcastle, it was a Saturday. I heard the news and I rushed to the masjid in town, because I was in town, and then I was crying, and I didn't even take permission from the imam, and I stood up, I said, brothers, this incident just happened just now. The news came on, Fajr time it happened there, but the news broke here at that time. So 1 o'clock or so. So I made announcement and I said, everybody read 2 rakat salat. This guy, Baruch Goldstein, the Jutla, the Jew, the Zionist, the terrorist, the harami, he murdered 29 of our people whilst they were reading Fajr salat in Masjid Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman in Hebron. And then Jutla style, remember, they stole and occupied our masjid. I read salat day in 89. I read salat day in 92. This incident happens in 94. They stole half the masjid. Now they're stealing even more. So you must remember, that is what the Jutlas do, and the Zionist apartheid regime, terrorist regime, Nazi regime does. And if you know about Baruch Goldstein, in 2000, then they gave permission to make a big shrine. Some of the Jews, local and overseas, they go there and they salute him, and he has gained the status of a saint, as far as they are a mass murderer, a mass terrorist. So does Itamar bin Gvir, who is going to become the minister, is already the minister. Remember, he belongs to this guy's party, and he thinks he's going to sort out the Palestinians in the West Bank. We got news for you, Ben Gvir. You and your cronies and comrades, you all are very frightened to die. And we Muslims, we dice with death. We love death because we know what will happen. So remember, no one can stop the revolution. Your own people are fed up with you. So go and study the Haaretz newspaper. The elite are already leaving Israel. Those who have enough money, most of them got dual citizenship. This country, that country, America, New Zealand, Canada, and Australia, South Africa, wherever. They will just go wherever they want to. So the elite are moving out. We had enough of Israel now, and we can't stick it with this ultra right-wing terrorist people and so forth. So that is what's happening. And they are planting the Gharqat tree everywhere. They think that tree will help them. Nothing's going to help you. You're going to be punished severely. And then the other guy, this one, Richie Rich there in UK. So he is the prime minister, Richie Sunak. So he's in a tight jam also. Russia don't want to see him. China don't want to see him. Yeah, there is Smotrich or whatever his name is. Another crazy terrorist also. So these are the guys who are going to hold the ministerial post, and they want to try and squeeze the Palestinians. They must go in exile and so forth. You can't do that when a nation is sure they're going to get victory. So the more you try, the more you inspire us. Remember that. How did I start learning about this? The way you treated me at the Tel Aviv Ben Gurion Airport in 89. I said, I'll make it my life mission. The more and more I will learn about you Jutlas and Zionists, and we will dismantle you. I'm telling you now, how apartheid was dismantled in South Africa. We will, the Muslim Ummah, I'm speaking of true Muslims, I'm not speaking of the sellouts, all these Arab tanpot dictators and traitors and murtads and apostates. Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and your Morocco, and Bahrain, and Egypt, and Jordan. I'm not speaking of these shaitans. I'm speaking of true Muslims. We will liberate Palestine, Tawan or Karaha, whether you like it or not, O Jutla.
Mufti Sahib, this man has taken a second wife, but he only sees her once a month. Is this type of arrangement permissible?
One guy met me now in Marlboro, he's my friend. He say, you know my story, man. So he was there with his friends. So come on, organize a wife for me. I said, you tired of the Hanafi wives. I can organize a Maliki or Shafi'i wife for you, you see. So you, Baji, you took a second wife. How many kilometers, Allah, how many kilos she's away from him?
No, Mufti Sahib doesn't say that.
Okay, so anyway, that he wants to go there once in a while and so forth. So how are you going to do justice, Baji? So remember, Baji means old man. They're not old, these old topas. They're young, you know. They're old like this in age, but they're young at heart. They want second wife, third wife, and so forth. But Quran says, Surah 4, chapter 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you can't do justice, then you must just keep one wife only. All this gold. So now tomorrow you come, that wife is going to complain, Ya Allah, this husband did not make justice. He spent 9 months, 10 months by the one wife, and he spent 1 month by me, hit and run, and then he's to go away and so forth. Although you are giving her money and what have you, so the injustice is still perpetrated and committed. So he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Mankar, when you have two wives, and you favor one, you give preference to one, and then you want to intimidate her, blackmail her, make big eyes with her, and so forth, you will come on the day of justice, your body will be bent to one side. And that is, you must remember, that what will happen is that you will be humiliated, disgraced, in front of everybody from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time right till the last baby to be born. Think about it, people. That takes second wife very easy, but to do justice very difficult. So therefore, Baji, you must do justice with both wives.
Mufti Sahib, where are the rules and regulations about the iddat of a widow and divorcee derived from?
Everything is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and the details and explanation is mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah, Surah 16, verse number 44. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We, Allah uses the terminology we, the royal pronoun. Why Allah refers to himself as we when he is one alone and unique? It is stamping his authority, his majesty, his sovereignty. We have revealed to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-zikra, that's the reminder, the Quran Sharif, litubayyina linnas, bayan, to explain briefly, tabiyin, to explain in detail. You must understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So you must explain in detail, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the people and humanity, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has been revealed to them, meaning for their benefit, وَلَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, they wonder, ponder, and they reflect on it. So go to chapter 2, Surah 2, verse 2-3-4. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the lady whose husband passed away. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا. So you left a wife or wives, يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَأَشْرًا. So she must stay in iddat for 130 days, 130 days, 4 months and 10 days from time of death. And remember, even if the marriage was not consummated, still iddat is compulsory. When it is iddatul wafat, iddatul maut, where the husband passed away, now it is the wedding night, husband wants to go to his wife, when he sees her inner beauty. So what happens? Bichara got such a heart attack, he passed away. You see, cardiac arrest. So that's what the wife will say. She can't say Alhamdulillah. She's going to say Inna Lillah. But she has to sit for iddat. So you must remember that. Clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. Dakhala biha aw lam yadkhul. Whether the marriage was consummated or not. And she's going to inherit and everything as well. And in the case of talaq and divorce. And why is there iddat upon the women? To maintain and the sanctity and preserve the sanctity of marriage. Marriage is not buying a car, computer, cell phone. Same day you can sell it, you can trade it in. No. Marriage is sacrosanct in this world. Me and you perform the nikah. Allah Jalla Wala will perform and solemnize the nikah and marriage ceremony on the day of justice with the damsels of Jannah, the Hur. Surah 44, chapter 44, verse 54. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِ We will perform the nikah of the man with the beautiful damsels and huris of Jannah. So therefore, we must understand that. Surah 2, verse number 228, Allah Jalla Wala states, when a wife has been given divorce, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُو So she must stay in iddat for 3 quru. Quru is min al-azdad. One word with two opposite meanings. One meaning of quru is menses. So Hanafis and Hanbali scholars say, Salatata quru, after the divorce, so what must happen is that she will have her iddat 3 full menses. Well, if she was in menses, then that menses is not counted. The talaq is valid. It's sinful, but is valid. And there'll be 3 other menses. When the third one is finished, then her iddat will expire. And remember, that is Hanafis, Hanbalis, and Shafis, Malikis say 3 periods of cleanliness. So that is academic discussion. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the law of Ihdad. Ihdad, Hamza or Alif as you say, Ha, Dal, Alif, Dal, Ihdad. What is Ihdad? The laws pertaining to mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. So you can't be wearing jewelry, you can't be wearing new clothes, you can't be going, you know, gallivanting here and there. You want to go visit here and this cousin and this go to this friend, go shopping, not permissible, all that. So you need to observe the law of iddat and is compulsory. So all that you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad.
Mufti Sahib, a 4-year-old boy has taken ill suddenly and he's unable to talk. All test results have come back clear. He's in ICU, heavily sedated. What should the parents do?
Allah Jalla Wala have mercy. Remember, read Surah Fatiha, blow on your flower, and all of you, the family members, you the parents, you the siblings, you the uncles, aunties, everyone start reading Surah Baqarah. We, normally I don't say these kind of things, but I answer the question as the question is posed. When the doctors and the hakims and everybody in the medical field, they say there's nothing wrong with this child, then it means medically they can't find anything. Then Allah forbid, I have to break this news to you, parents, then remember somebody has done sihr, jadu, and witchcraft on your son, on your flower. So you must not worry. You read, we also will make dua, we also will give our charity for your 4-year-old handsome son, and inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will give him cure. Start reading Surah Baqarah, the entire surah immediately. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 286, and 286 verses. Atwalu suratin fil Quran. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith sharif mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Iqra Surah Al Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah. Fa inna akhdaha baraka. When you read it, it will bring blessings. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرَى And not reading it and abandoning it will bring about regret and remorse. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَى The people who are jealous, the people who have envy, hatred, بِالْحَاسِدِينَ and حَاقِدِينَ Yeah, they gave something to your son is ma'soom, he just ate the sweet, the chocolate, whatever, and now this has happened. So you read Surah Baqarah, read Ayatul Kursi, and remember the hadith Surah Baqarah, I told you, is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Read La Ilaha Illak. Read thousands of times, all of you. Don't worry about numbers. La Ilaha Illa Anta Subhanak Inni Kuntu Minal Zalimeen. Now leave the Sunday by the hospital and so forth, and read all this, and inshallah he will recover, speedy recovery. Send us his name, and we also will make dua for him. Allah Jalla wa Ala, give him complete shifa. If you don't want, we must announce it on air. Send it to me on my phone, on my WhatsApp number 071-888-1184. Inshallah al-Aziz, we will make dua. Allahumma shfihi shifa an kamila. Ya Allah, grant our son who is 4 years old shifa kamil. Blow on him. Quran Sharif is shifa. Remember that. We must do so with conviction. And you must give out charity. Da'u maradakum bi sadaqa. Every day give out charity in cash or kind to any person, poor person, Muslim, non-Muslim. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for your sick and ill, the one dawa and medication is charity. The hadith by Imam Abu Dawood mentioned in his Marasil. So do that. Don't worry, inshallah, Allah will give him complete shifa.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to read parts of the Quran Kareem from memory but without wudu?
Yes, 100% permissible. Remember in Surah 56, Surah Waqia, verse 79, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. When you're going to touch the Quran, you see, I have the Quran Sharif in front of me, I'm touching it now. So I must have wudu. So before the program, I went, I made wudu, and I came, so I must be wide awake and so forth. So that is for touching the noble Quran. But for reading the noble Quran, for that, you don't need wudu. For example, I'm just giving, I don't have wudu. I have wudu, but I'm just giving example. I don't have wudu, and I'm not touching the Quran, and I want to read وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. So today when we were coming back, I told Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib and our team, So Maulana Mahmud Durvesh and Maulana Zaid Patel and all of them, they were there. So I said, Hazrat, come, I tell you a nice story, Sometimes we have to make Hazrat laugh also. So I said, Hazrat, there was one Maulana, and he was very meticulous, of his Salat in Durban. 40, 50 years he made Imamat. We all Bashar, we human being, and we all can make mistake, So Hazrat, he went Zohar time in front, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He started reading loudly. South Africans all silent, they also confused, and their fuses were blown. But our brother from Malawi, the Muazzin, he starts shouting from the back. He's telling the Maulana, Tula, 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 Tula. So Hazrat asked, Kya matlab? So he said, Uskut, Chupro, keep quiet, be silent. So sometimes it can happen like this. Obviously, you can't make Tula, Tula and all that in Salat. You must say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and all these type of things there. So sometimes in life, you have your lighter moments also. Islam don't say we have to be so serious that we don't smile and so forth. Sa'atan fa sa'atan. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu anhu, there's a time for this and a time for that. We must laugh also, we must joke also. Sahaba, daytime they used to smile, and nighttime they were crying and weeping and begging Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So that is what we learn in our Deen of Islam.
We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib, already an hour into this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. After the break, we continue once again. Kia.